Jess in with you this morning. Now we are coming up to that time of the year where we have a lot of delicious food in the house. And while it's delicious and good for us, well, I say good for us, maybe not so healthy for us, it's not great for our pets. Dr. Danny from Pet Medical joins me this morning to talk about some of the foods that we should not be giving our dogs at Christmas. Dr. Danny, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Jess. We finally made it to December, my favourite month of the year.
I don't know how we've managed to do it, but it has absolutely flown the last 6 months.
Hasn't it? I know.
Yeah.
Now we get to celebrate the end of this crazy 2020.
Exactly. And our pets are always a part of the celebrations around December. I know I'm always buying dog toys for our dogs for Christmas, so they have something to open on Christmas morning as well. And food is a particular concern, though, at this time of the year, because we do have a lot of those yummy foods around the house, but they're not so great for our pets.
Absolutely. And look, I get it. Your dog gives you that please share your ham with me eyes, and it is really hard to not want to share that with them. I would really advise, as you said, get them a toy, get them something to open, get them a couple of treats that are appropriate for them to have on Christmas, dogs and cats, because all of the things we love are just really unsafe, and you really, really, really don't want to be coming to the vets on Christmas Day. It'll ruin your Christmas for sure.
That's exactly right. So what foods in particular are we talking about here that aren't good for our dogs?
Yeah, sure. So I'll do a bit of a list. Yeah. I think the big ones that come to mind for me, ham is probably number one.
Mm.
It's full of salt and full of fat, upsets tummies of dogs and cats.
Yep.
Turkey is fine, the actual turkey, but the bones and the carcass of the turkey. You know, we have a roast turkey carcass sitting on the kitchen counter. Everyone's out back having lunch. You come in and Fluffy's just eaten the whole turkey carcass, bones and all. So don't let that happen. Don't put it on the ground. Don't put it in the bin. Take it right outside. Put it in the freezer. Gravy is also one that often people will pour on dog food or cat food. It's really, really rich in salt and fat as well.
Yeah.
And all the sweet things. So Christmas pudding, Christmas cake, full of raisins and dried fruit, which is really toxic to dogs and cats. Macadamias are super, super toxic. You'll be straight into the vets in hospital if your dog or cat has macadamias.
Oh, wow.
And the old classic chocolate. Don't let your dogs have chocolate.
So I guess for most of these, if you're out the back and your dog has eaten it and you don't know, your cat has eaten it and you don't know, what are usually the general telltale signs that your dog has eaten or your cat has eaten something they shouldn't have?
For sure. So there's probably two different things that worry me about that. One will upset their tummy, so they'll start vomiting and feeling really unwell, maybe not immediately, but sometime in the next 24 hours. So you're sitting on the lounge on Boxing Day and Fluffy's having a vom in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So not great. Really, really upset tummy. And obviously that can cause digestive issues, and it can also cause pancreatitis, which is a flare-up of our enzymes that help us digest food. And that can be really painful for dogs, and they'll often have to come into hospital, which is not nice for anybody.
No.
The second part of that is actually physically getting a bone stuck. So if they eat cooked bones, they can get stuck in their stomach or in their small intestine. Worst case scenario, they need to have surgery to fix that because they're very unwell. That can puncture through a stomach, puncture through a small intestine, and that is really, really, really dangerous. So nobody wants that for their pets. No one would intentionally do it, obviously.
No.
But we get wrapped up in everything on Christmas Day and on Boxing Day, and it's really easy to forget that, you know, dogs and cats are up on the counter, you know, chowing down just like us.
That's exactly right. Well, Dr. Danny, for Christmas, what are you going to be getting your pets?
Oh, I've got them each a Fluffy squeaky toy, which will probably drive me crazy, but that's okay. They love them. And they've each just got a bone in the freezer, so a fresh raw bone that my dogs are okay with because it doesn't upset their tummies. They're not cooked or anything, so they'll each have that. And they'll be out in the backyard having those while we're having our lunch.
Yeah, fantastic. I have to go on the hunt for a Santa that's a squeaky toy. Our dog, ever since she was a puppy, we got one for her when she was really little, and she just destroys it every year. So, and she loves it. It's a favorite
toy. It's a repeat gift. Yep.
Yeah, the repeat gift that never fails.
Well, oh, good. Something for everyone on Christmas Day is good.
Exactly, exactly. Well, Dr. Downey, if anyone would like to get in touch with you about anything, what's the best way to do it?
Absolutely. So you can ring the clinic, Muswellbrook, at 6541 1555. We are obviously open on Christmas Day for emergencies. So we've always got an emergency vet on call. If you ring that number, you'll come through to our emergency line. Leading up to Christmas, it's going to be busy. So if you need an appointment, if you need food, if you need medications, get in there now and order it so you don't get disappointed in last-minute stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Dr. Downey, yeah. It's been a pleasure catching up with you this morning. Have a wonderful Christmas, and we'll chat to you in the new year.
Yep, yep. And wishing everybody and their pets a very safe and happy Christmas.